The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox?
How was Philly?
It was actually awesome. We were concerned about the way you described, like, the eight lanes.
Did you encounter that?
No, surprisingly, we did not.
So the highways were good?
Yeah, maybe we left at the right time. I don't know. But both ways, back and forth, we encountered no traffic.
Maybe it was just me. Or maybe it was just that time that I was there. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a good time. I mean, it's a big city, so, I mean, there's more traffic. There's more transient people. But it was fun. Lily had a great time at the concert. I mean, it's really for her. And this is funny. Despite the fact that we upgraded the tickets to be closer to the stage, it was still standing room only, and we've been standing since 4 o'clock in line. And the concert, well, the main artist didn't really start till 9:30.
What concert was that? I forget.
It was a country concert. Bailey Zimmerman.
Don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Him, her?
Him.
They?
No, him.
Okay.
But he put on a great show. And like I said, Lisa and I couldn't keep up with the standing. So we said, fuck it, we're old, and let's go sit in the back. So I went and I scouted like an area, and I found an area, and I texted Lisa. I'm like, hey, I found some seats. So she left Lily. We left Lily by herself at the front, and she got to enjoy the concert, like, right up there. But, I mean, I also did feel – we did feel out of place. Like, this guy's, like, what, like 24, 25? So the audience was very young. It was like maybe 21, 22-year-old, you know, people.
Lily probably made friends up there, though, right? When you're
No? She's a hater, man. She hated the girls in front of us.
Said
she was reading their text messages because all they were doing was, like, texting back and forth or other people.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that last week, man. Like, motherfuckers staring at their phones while they're walking. And then people at concerts, like, all they do is want to record the shit instead of watch it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Come on, man. Whatever.
Yeah, but it was a good time. I definitely don't want to drive 9 hours again. But
no, I hate that trip. I hate it.
But Philly's very historical, very, very interesting. A lot of places to see. I got to see the Liberty Bell. What else did we do? Oh, I got to see the Rocky Steps.
Yeah.
You know, those steps are actually at the Museum of Art.
It's Philly. Like, isn't it a circle?
No.
Kind of? No? I remember going past it, but
I mean, there's a curve or something.
Yeah.
But we weren't able to stop. There was so much traffic, we couldn't stop. But they have like a Rocky Balboa, you know, like statue at the bottom. That's pretty cool. I think I was in West Philadelphia, you know, where I was born and raised. You know, spent time. You know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
Fresh Prince.
Then I became a cuck.
Yeah. Yeah, Uncle Phil didn't do a good job.
Yeah. I spent all day flooring, man.
Damn.
My legs and my back are smoked.
I bet.
And so my wife kept telling me, like, aren't you hungry? You want to eat? And I'm like, no, because I got to do a – I said I got to do a – oh, that's right. It's 1:57 a.m., March 17th, 2024, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The day that St. Patrick supposedly chased all the snakes out of Ireland, but he really chased out all the pagans.
The snakes.
Right. The pagan snakes. But like I was saying, my wife kept getting on me about, oh, you better eat, because I was drinking and flooring. And she said, you're going to get drunk. I'm like, yeah, I have to, because I got to do a podcast at 1 o'clock in the morning. I need to fall asleep early. That's why my eyes look like they're bleeding, because... So I figured I'd fall asleep early. I laid down at like 8. I could not fucking sleep, dude. I don't think I went to sleep till like an hour and a half ago. Right. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get out a little bit earlier, but we got slammed. So there really wasn't much opportunity.
Hey, whatever, man. It is what it is.
You know what helped you sleep? Some of this ganja I got right here.
I got Natty Light, man. I don't need to smoke no dope. Hey, did you hear about... okay. Have you ever heard of Coffee Anderson?
No.
He sings this song called... He's a black dude. He's a black country singer. I probably played it when you were over here. You just don't remember. It's on my YouTube playlist. I guarantee it came up. But I follow him on Instagram. And they fucking banned him on Facebook. Bring up Mr. Red, White, and Blue lyrics on your computer. They fucking banned him on Facebook. He's just a patriotic dude, man. And I mean, it already got overturned, but I just don't understand what the fuck these people are up to, man. It's like there's nothing
wrong with the lyrics, from what I can tell.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Are you looking at it?
Yeah. It's the guts and it's the glory, 100 stripes and 100 stories. It's the Pledge of Allegiance on the 4th of July. It's them handwritten letters from home. It's them sleepless nights alone. It's the newborn baby he left with his wife. Lay down his life, Mr. Red, White, and Blue, for these stars and stripes.
Yeah, they banned him. Feels...
When did this become wrong?
When George Soros took over America.
From the fields of Indiana to the swamps of Louisiana to the golden coast of California, Uncle Sam's the only family he's got. His purple heart beat won't stop, and his 18th birthday was the day he was born.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing there. You're not going to find anything this. I don't understand it.
I think because so
they don't want people to be patriotic.
Maybe the third verse is really what they don't want to talk about, because it's kind of the truth.
The third verse?
Yeah, he was the man of the house where he was born. His family is proud but torn. But if you knew him, you would understand he was raised on how to be brave, just to see the flag still wave. And then he came home with only one hand. I mean, maybe that's why they don't want to play this song, because it's very honest, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just sick and tired of people thinking they can fucking take people's free speech away, you know? It's bullshit.
It is. It is, but then you got stupid-ass music, you know, about bitches and hoes and...
Yeah.
You know, like, women degrading women more than men degrade women.
Yeah, wet-ass pussy.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Okay, though. That's okay.
Yeah. And that took about 7 writers to write, by the way. You know? The creativeness of 7 writers. Hmm.
Did you, have you heard about this new, Purina's coming out with Purina Beyond dog food?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the dog version of the Impossible Burger. Purina Beyond. Yeah.
You know,
you're going to get that for Cooper, right?
No, the Cooper's already pooping enough. but I can see some millennials, some purple-haired people buying this shit up.
Right. Oh, man. That reminds me, we were talking about, I got some pushback about, remember when we were talking about, Impossible Burgers and shit, and I said I'd rather eat fucking human meat than that.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, last week we were talking. I can't remember what I said, but I don't really give a fuck either. People, I got an email saying I was a cannibal and shit. Ah, fuck it.
He really is a cannibal, people. He really is.
Hey, let's break it down here for a minute. Let's say shit hits the fan, right? Society breaks down. Now you got, let's say it's like The Walking Dead now. You got people coming to your house trying to fucking loot your shit. And I've already killed all the deer and all the shit around here. Yeah, I'm going to fucking eat you. And that's just the way it is. Hopefully there's some barbecue sauce left or something. Probably not.
Speaking of barbecue, have you heard of that guy in Africa that's rising to power?
No.
The warlord? Yeah, he goes by barbecue.
No, I haven't.
No, is it Haiti?
Oh, Haiti. Yes, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah.
Because you know I was over there, right?
Yeah. I just love that name, barbecue. It makes me think that he's a cannibal.
He probably is. They do voodoo over there in Haiti. We know that, right?
Yeah.
The shit is going down, man. So the gangs have taken over they've taken over the police. They've taken over all the fucking government over there. That's why we went over there the first time. It wasn't the gangs, it was the military. So I've talked about this before, right? So General Cedrus, And they said he was doing it in the name of the children. He took over he overthrew the president. This was in 1994. And he overthrew the president and basically took over Haiti. And then Clinton sent the 10th Mountain Division over there. And they didn't want to fuck with us when we got there. It was just like, they basically threw down their arms. They didn't want to fuck with us. But, I mean, that place, it's just chaos, man. It always has been. The gangs are running shit right now. I don't know if there's been any U.S. if they've even talked about it. I haven't heard anything. Have you?
I think the U.S. did send some people, and that's kind of what's causing a stir, is because people are seeing that, oh, we're responding to, you know, something foreign. You know, we're sending our Marines and our troops to a foreign country, but we can't send them to the southern border.
All right. Well, they're everywhere. So, they're getting ready to send them to fucking Ukraine, probably.
Yeah. So, yeah,
what
that's
the fuck, man.
What brought it up to me. But I love his name, Barbecue.
I love Haiti. I wish I could go back. But I mean, these politicians, man, they're all fucking full of shit. Like, how do you feel about RFK Jr.?
I have trust issues. I mean, I guess I've learned with every politician that I've ever kind of like started to kind of like enjoy or kind of maybe have hope in, they always betray you. Like something changes in what they originally started with. I don't know how I feel about RFK.
He says some good shit, just like Vivek Ramaswamy or whatever his name is.
Yeah. Just like Miliel.
Right.
He kind of let me down a little bit. The only one that hasn't let me down is
Bukele.
Bukele, yep.
Hey, that motherfucker, he does seem to be genuine.
Yeah.
For real.
I mean, he did, he is running for a third term, which kind of goes against the Constitution, but honestly, I don't know. Maybe if there was somebody making the difference and the change in our government here, maybe we wouldn't give a fuck about term limits.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you're making good choices for us, the people and the country, why eliminate you? Why take you out?
Right. But talking about RFK Jr., like, I mean, he has a lot of good shit to say, but at the same time, he's for taking guns away and shit. So yeah, you don't believe in the vaccine and you believe the government's fucking us over and trying to kill us, but you don't think we should have guns? Where's the fucking sense in that?
Yeah.
He's contradicting himself. He's a bullshitter, man. He's just trying to win people over. It's all talk. It's bullshit.
They say the same thing about Trump.
What's
you know? Because
about what?
I think it had to do with the vaccine.
Yeah, Operation Warp Speed. But man, I saw that shit coming, dude. Like, they're so terrified of him, they wanted him out of there. And they started acting like he's killing people, basically. So I seen the shit coming, right? And he does his Operation Warp Speed, right? And he brings out the vaccines and all that shit. But now he's bragging about it. And that's definitely nothing to brag about. I mean, anybody with half a brain knows that the fucking vaccines were not good. You know, but I don't know. The left and the right, two wings on the same bird, you know what I'm saying? Fuck RFK, fuck Trump, fuck Biden. I say we eliminate the federal government.
Indeed. So going back to to Barbecue, his name isn't Barbecue, first off. His name is Jimmy Cherizier. He was part of the Haitian National Police. He isn't a cannibal. He burns his enemies alive.
Nice.
Trump put some minor ineffective sanctions on him in 2018 after some pretty sizable massacres.
Sounds like a good dude.
Yeah.
That reminds me. All right. I was thinking about, like, the N-word. Don't shake your head.
Yeah, it's not the first time.
No. I'm talking about... I think people get carried away with self-victimization and shit, right? So, all right. What's the Spanish word for indigenous?
Indígena.
Indiana?
Indígeno.
Huh?
Indígeno.
Indiana?
No.
Close enough.
But I see what you're... Yeah, I can see the root in there.
Well, yeah. The N-word comes from the Spanish word for black, which is negro. Right?
Correct.
And that's where the word Indian comes from. Indigenous. Right?
Indio.
Well, think about these backward-ass Texans back in the day down here. You can't see that the word negro turned into the N-word, or what's the word for indigenous? Indio. Close enough. So they started calling them Indians, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
And then, I mean, if you think about it, Hispanics, that's where you get the word spick from.
Right. Yeah. Where's honky come from?
I was about to say that. From the honky tonk.
You don't see me crying, do you?
Yeah, I don't cry about getting called a spick or a wetback. Or anything like that. The only thing that bothers me is when I don't get recognized for being Nicaraguan. You know, I get called a Mexican.
Right.
That bothers me more, and that's just about how strong I identify being the type of spick that I am. I'm not a Mexican spick. I'm a Nicaraguan spick.
All right. So, you got any? I figured out how to do my clips.
Did you?
I think. Let's give it a shot here. No, that ain't it. Wait. All right. Oh, Clem wants us to come on next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I told her I tried to set up next week, and I said, I don't know, man. We've been doing Forefather episodes. And she said, I don't give a shit. She goes, sometimes I'm up anyway.
That's cool.
Let me see.
She followed my Instagram.
Oh, cool. I wonder how she even found it. That's crazy.
She must stalk the other page. Or at least look at who's following, you know?
Yeah.
I do that.
All right. Let's see here.
Don't want to know.
You hear that?
The less I know about other Negatory. People's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about
you people. You can't hear it?
I once no, worked I with a guy for 3
oh,
years.
Oh, shit. And I forgot to share it. All right. My bad. Okay. Jesus Christ. This is out of control. What is this shit?
the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people. I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had.
Yeah, I don't like video,
We still never talk sometimes.
Days where it was just
don't want to know.
Talking.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people. I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name.
It was just
best friend I ever had.
All right, fuck it. You couldn't hear none of that.
No.
Well, I did a
pre-recording.
Huh?
It might be under recording, but
it probably is, but I did a practice run without you in it, and the shit showed up.
Yeah. You can still talk about it. Maybe it showed up on the recording.
It was just
pause it and go and listen.
Do you know who Ron Swanson is?
Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah, well, it was kind of corny anyway, but there's no sense in talking about it. Oh, yeah. Speaking of last week, all right, when we were talking about, you brought up, oh, Carl was talking shit about you.
I bet. What did he say?
He said, like when you were talking about that rabbi that was talking about human meat or whatever, he said, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So I looked up, this is some shit I was looking into a while back. It's called, all right, type in HEK293.
Say it again.
HEK293.
Okay.
And there's going to be a lot of websites come up that are trying to like cover the shit up. But just look at what it really is. It's fetal tissue for like cosmetics and food additives and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, most of the shit that pops up is going to be like trying to disclaim it. But the fact of the matter is that it's a thing, right? It's fetal tissue. Okay, now where the fuck do they get this fetal tissue? You want to take a guess?
Aborted fetuses?
Yeah, but like what organization?
Oh, Planned Parenthood?
Exactly.
Yep.
So does it really matter what food they're putting this shit in? The fact is that they're giving these women abortions, and then they're taking the aborted fetuses and they're selling the shit. Just like when a woman has a baby in the hospital, they'll sell the fucking
placenta,
the umbilical cord, all that shit. You're not allowed to have it unless you specifically ask. And it's all going to shit like this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, people think it's so far-fetched, you know, like, that this would be a thing. But, I mean, honestly, like, money corrupts, like, this whole about, you know, your body, your choice, or, you know, like, oh, you can kill a baby at any point. It's not really about rights for women. It's about money corrupting a good thought. You know, because, like, for example, like, if a young girl got raped by an adult, you know, like, we wouldn't want her to have that child. You know what I mean? I think that there can be some empathy in terms of that. But so like a good thing that gets corrupted by money, like, you know, like they're making money out of from selling these babies. And in fact, I think I'm going to straight up say that I think some hospitals kill some babies.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
You know, I think that there's a market for that, and they just don't want to talk about it. Just like, you know, it doesn't even have to come from babies. I think that going back to that human meat, I don't know, we could be eating like senior citizens.
I don't know, man.
I mean, lady.
It's not out of the fucking question. I can tell you that.
Yeah, because we would need the baby cells to, you know, rejuvenate our skin, et cetera. You know, that's why that goes into cosmetic stuff. But like, the rest of the flesh is just filler.
Right.
That's what McDonald's is. It's not really healthy food. It's just filler.
Oh yeah, that shit at McDonald's is some fucking garbage.
Yeah.
All right. I know you got a 40, but I gotta get another beer.
All right.
Recording stopped.
We got it.
All right, we're back. Now I figured out I fucked up. All right, now hold up. Share screen. Every time you open the motherfucker, you gotta click share sound. All right. No, that ain't it. God damn it. Fuck out of the way. Now I'm getting pissed. Hold up.
We need like a third guy to like do like the clips and stuff.
Right.
Like Joe Rogan.
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, that's not in the budget. Smoking that shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on here? Oh my God.
Share sound.
The happier I am. Hear I'm not it? Interested in caring yep. about people. I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes. Don't want to know.
All right. At least I figured it out. I told you it was a little underwhelming. Not great. But I got another clip. I got a whole bunch of them, actually.
That's good.
Motherfucker. Ooh.
Makes me want a McDonald's burger.
What? You cocksucker. Okay.
Got me the computer.
Alex Jones. I want to play Alex Jones here. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Hopefully, it just keeps sharing the shit. The energy, you hear it?
The food? Nope, the food the distribution?
Screen, that's oh, the shit. Stores.
They're devaluing.
Hold on. Oh, I see what I did.
Jesus. Tucker Carlson says Alex Jones woke me up.
Hear that?
We have together yeah. kicked the living shit out of the globalist. And I intend to continue doing that. Until the end. The Alamo, baby. They're coming after all of the energy, the food, the food distribution, that's the grocery stores. They're devaluing your currency. They're creating massive crime waves, defunding the police. Have you figured it out yet? The New World Order isn't coming, boys and girls. It's here. They're coming for you, people. You better tell people about the show, and I'm not bitching. We are so close to winning. Jordan Peterson sounds like Alex Jones now. Joe Rogan says it's a spiritual war. We need Jesus. Tucker Carlson says Alex Jones woke me up. I know we have together kicked the living shit out of the globalist. And I intend to continue doing that until the end. The Alamo, baby. They're coming after all of the energy.
All right, that's enough, Alex. What do you think?
Dude, it's already here. People are like, oh, you know, you're looking too far ahead, or, you know, you're imagining things, but it's already here. Actually, when I was in Philadelphia, I haven't shared these pictures with you, but they have these murals, and it's about, like, the Revolutionary War, you know, our founding fathers. And
forefathers.
Yeah, our forefathers. And then there's a modern black African-American man holding a child, and they're looking. They're like in the image or something, and they have these like all over the place. Like in, they had it at the Liberty Bell exhibit, like a national parks thing, you know, like a federal thing that our tax dollars go to. Like, why are these murals there? Like, they're just trying to like change some sort of narrative or something. I don't know if you heard of like they try to like rewrite history and insert fake shit just to stir the pot.
Yeah, man, they I don't know. They want to erase history and then reimpose their new narrative. You know exactly what I'm saying? Like, we talked about it before, like Columbus discovering America. There was already a bunch of shit here, and there was other people that came here before him. It's like, I don't know, was he like some rich dude that paid to get some clout or what? You know, like, the shit already happened.
I think he had some something to do with the, not just with the church, but like an order of some sort. I almost want to say Jesuits, but I don't know if it was something that led to the Jesuits or if it was the Jesuits.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
The Vatican is behind all the bullshit. Even though I know you're Catholic, but that
and is, went to Jesuit schools.
Right. But the fucking Vatican, man, that is some dirty ass shit. You're lucky you didn't, nobody touched you when you were little, because that's what them Catholics like to do. Right?
Right. No, you know, there was a time in my life where I wanted to be a priest. I think, did we ever talk about this?
No.
Yeah, and I even talked to the, like, I was an altar boy.
I know, oh my this God.
Sounds horrible. I know. but I even talked to the priest, and I, you know, and I told him I wanted to be a priest. And he's like, you know what? Like, I think you're too young to make that decision at the moment. He's like, talk to me, you know, in like 8 years.
He goes, come back in this back room. Let's discuss it further.
No. See, I've never had that sort of vibe or anything in all of my time.
Nah, that's cool.
Hey, so something going back to something Alex Jones-ish. And I actually talked about it with my daughter during our trip.
Yeah.
It was really almost like a father-daughter trip, really, for the most part.
Yeah, that's good.
I talked to her about how tampons, how they're putting chemicals into tampons to sterilize women.
I believe it, man.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a man-pon?
Fuck, you stick it up your ass?
No, you don't stick
in your dick hole.
No. Have you ever, did you ever play any sports?
Yeah.
What?
Football, track, wrestling, baseball.
You know, like when, have you ever heard of the term swamp ass?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a thing called a man pond. So you go in the bathroom. You know, like when you're sweating your ass off and your ass cheeks start getting chapped? All right, so you take one single square of toilet paper and you fold it up almost as thin as it can get. And then you use your ass, use your asshole to hold it in place. And it keeps your ass cheeks from chafing together. It's called a man pond.
Is that an army thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a good solution, I guess.
I mean, it works.
It makes sense.
I still do it to this day if it's hot.
Sounded a little gay, Fox.
No, that's not gay. That's just preventive maintenance. Like, I was in the bathroom one time, and I went in the stall, and I applied a man pond, and then I came out, and I came out of the stall and used the urinal. And the dude was looking at me like, what the fuck? I said, no, I didn't have to take a shit. I was just doing preventive maintenance. He just looked at me like, what the fuck?
That is funny.
Right. All right, so let's talk about Nicaragua. What?
About it.
What? How old were you when you came over here?
Three and a half.
Oh, so you came young. All right. Mm-hmm. So what do you remember about it?
Quite a lot, surprisingly.
Did you have a TV or like what did how did you live over there? Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
Like my grandpa, he built me my school desk, and my uncle would walk the school desk with me to school. And then he would have to walk it back home. Like that simple, like that basic.
That's all you remember?
Like, no. I mean, other memories I have is like playing with the livestock we had in the backyard.
What kind?
I'd have to like, you know, cows, goats, chickens, etc. You know, like there was a cow that would kick everybody. It wouldn't kick me. Like,
oh,
it
really?
Would let me like walk. Yeah, it would let me walk underneath it and everything. It was a very nice cow. I also remember one time I was playing with a shovel, and I accidentally stabbed a little chicken, like a baby chick.
Oh.
And I remember its guts, like, all over the place, and I kind of felt bad.
That sounds like a good life, really. That's the life I want to live. At least you had livestock and shit.
Yeah, and it was such a brief time in my life, and yet, like, I tell my mom these stories, and she's like, how do you remember that? And I'm like, I don't know. They're, like, engraved in my head. Even the whole trip across the border or to the border and then across is so vivid in my head that they've always been surprised how much I remember.
Huh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was really simpler times. Like, check this out, like, my grandfather, before he could marry my grandmother, my grandmother's family expected him to have his own house, and he had to build it himself. Like, I don't know, these were epic men, you know what I mean?
Right,
I got
right.
to grow up around him, and I don't know, he's still somebody I admire a lot. I wish I'd have talked to him a lot more. But he was very stern. Like, he was, when we took a trip down to Nicaragua, I was flirting with this girl. I was a junior or senior in high school. And he yelled, not yelled at me, but he kind of like scolded me about wasting my time. I guess I haven't changed, but.
So you were remember, you were trying to hit on a Nicaraguan chick?
Hell yeah.
And he got on you?
Yeah.
You would think he would want you to hook up with a Nicaraguan.
The problem is, or maybe the issue was the fact that we were related, but not by blood at all or family. She was like a step cousin of some sort.
Oh, well, hey.
Yeah. She just happened to be around a lot that, you know, during that time. But I mean, he was right. I mean, he even kind of like told on my sister that this boy was kind of coming around to see her. And he was right. He turned out to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they usually know, man.
Yeah.
The longer you're on this earth, you get a little bit smarter. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed. So I didn't tell you this. Going back to that, because that actually falls in line with something that happened recently. I think it was like last week. On a day I had off, like a Friday, a weird day, Lily went on her first date with a guy.
Oh, you told me about that. You told me about he what?
He's 17 years old, so right. He drives.
Okay. What's he driving?
A BMW. He drives a better car than I do.
Oh, man. You know, that's not a good sign. But
let me explain why. So he comes from a decent family. He has a job. He's a senior in high school. At Northview, and he works at Jim White Honda, and he's already enrolled in the Air Force.
Oh yeah, you did tell me that.
So even if it doesn't last, that's not really the point. I'm just kind of glad that she, you know, like she's got an eye for men to have a little bit more. You know, he's not just playing video games at home. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he plays video games. I'm sure he's got his faults, but.
Yeah.
To me, he sounds like, dude, you got good potential, you know? You know, if he goes into the Air Force, he'll be able to have a VA loan at some point.
Right, you know? And, right.
You know, it sounds GI like a solid Bill. Foundation. Yeah.
All right, so when I was in basic training, they came around and you got to – They got the GI Bill, and then they got, like, one other thing where you pay into it. Or maybe that is the GI Bill. I can't remember because I didn't give a fuck flying fuck about college. And the drill sergeant comes up to me and hands me the paper, and I said, "Nah, I don't want to go to college, drill sergeant." And he's like, "Yes, you do." And he hands me the paper and made me sign it. So I had money coming out of my fucking small ass check, already small as fuck. So now I got money going into this GI Bill that I didn't even use. I mean, when I was a private, I was making like $700 a month.
That's it?
Yeah, but I mean, you got food, shelter, and clothing. I mean, you don't have civilian clothing, but. You know, I mean, only thing I needed to buy was beer. That was basically it. All right, so over in Nicaragua, did you have electricity?
There was electricity. There was infrastructure for it, but the government controlled it. And they still do to this day. So there would be especially during the war, the Sandinista war.
Yeah.
They would turn it off at a certain time for strategic reasons, like, you know, to make it dark so that, you know, facilities would not be seen, so that the troops could move easier, etc. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But it was all. But it was also to not spend money on the population, to not spend money on the citizens. Like my mom says that they would cut a bar of soap into 10 pieces, and it was one piece per family for 1 month.
Damn. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Like they would ration everything. Like Russia was, or the Soviet Union was giving food to Nicaragua in exchange for other things that Nicaragua gave them, like coffee, chocolate, and other natural resources. And then Nicaragua was rationing the potatoes that we were getting.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, my family got in trouble because my dad happened to work at a chicken factory, and he took some of the chicken fat that they trim.
Yeah.
And would take it home to my mom, and she would fry it up and get lard. And somebody smelled it and told on my parents, and the army came and raided our house and took it.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, they created like a network of like spies. Like you read about this shit like in books and stuff, but like my mom, this lady came around asking for sugar, and my mom happened to have sugar. And the lady reported my mom because supposedly if you had enough sugar to give out, you had too much. So again, the fucking military came in.
See, man, that's like, it's like China, right? Yeah. Like, they encourage people to tell on each other. And they don't even get any... They don't even gain anything from it. It's like, it just like makes them feel good.
Status. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
And so that
I don't ever want to get to that.
The second strike resulted in my dad, who kind of got drafted into the army.
Yeah.
It resulted in him getting sent farther away to a further away post.
That's crazy.
So then he ended up deserting. And he ended up hitchhiking his way back home. And this is like before GPS, before cell phones. And the army came looking for him. And by that point, he was already trying to make his way up here.
Yeah. I don't blame him. So, yeah. The fuck was I going to talk about? Oh, how was work?
It was busy. That's why I didn't get out early like I thought I would.
Did you have any Karens?
Always, every single day. Every single day. But it was good to like reconnect, you know, with the people at work. I don't get to work with my boss every day. And so like even he mentioned like sometimes I don't see you for like over a week. And it's because he has a lot of trust in me. But it's cool when we work together because, you know, like we get to catch up. We get to laugh about, you know, like stupid, silly shit that him and I just laugh about. And I don't know. It's cool. He definitely supports my success, my health, and my mental state. He also supports my family quite a lot. Something he told me was that... earlier this year when I was kind of going through shit, you know, when I told him some stuff, that he said he went home and cried. And and I was like,
that's the gay dude, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's in touch with his emotions.
He is, but check this out. When I told him that, hey, you know, like things worked out for the better, you know, like my family is intact. He said he felt so happy at that moment with me telling him that.
That's good, man. Sounds like a good dude.
He is. He's a great ass man, you know, and I'm grateful for that. I'm glad that I do have some people, even, you know, including you, my friend Sean, and other people to listen, you know, to give me good advice.
Yeah, what's going on with Sean, man? What happened? He don't want to come on?
No, I haven't invited him. I actually I haven't really been talking. I haven't really been online too much lately.
Yeah.
And so I've just kind of been doing my own thing.
All right. Well, next weekend, I don't know. I can't remember if I said it offline or on air, but we'll probably be doing a show with Legs and Eggs again. Depending on your schedule.
I thought you said it was the
Clem. Clem.
Oh, okay.
Clem and Fupa. There's four of them. Clem, Fupa, okay. Heather, and one other chick. They're the Legs and Eggs podcast. But I've been on there. I've been on there like three times. And
yeah,
she,
they're fun.
Yeah. And I did a podcast with her one time. I think I told you. And I don't know. I never aired it because I couldn't remember exactly what I said, but she was acting like I was some kind of homophobe or something. And I said, "What are you talking about? I do a show with Julio every week." And I was going to go back and listen to, but I never did. So sorry, Clem. But
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the lady we did the Nephilim episode with.
Nephilim?
Yeah, the blonde lady.
That was the Mormon episode.
Whitney.
Talking about Fox. Whitney, that she was the ayahuasca. Whitney Fox. Now Clem is the you didn't participate in that one. But they're cool people, yeah. They're good people.
Yeah, I enjoyed that episode.
But so what was the worst Karen that you encountered tonight?
There really wasn't a worst Karen. Really what it is I mean, it's Ramadan. It started March 11, and it goes out for a whole month. So we get a lot more later orders, you know, to feed the people that fasted all day.
How's that work? I don't understand.
So, you know, Muslims fast from sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
And usually because of our multicultural campus, we already have late night orders.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes they're late night students, you know, like at class really late, et cetera. But I know that right now we're experiencing like a surge late night because of Ramadan. So a lot of veggie pizzas, a lot of like, just a lot of that. So really no Karens. I mean, everybody was really nice. It's just like, don't walk up to a counter if you don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
You know, because then we stand there wasting our time waiting, thinking you're ready when we could be doing a million other things. You know, like communicate, like say, you know, like, hey, I'm ready now. Because I do ask, like, we do tend to ask, like, you know, like, do you need a few minutes? Okay, just let me know. And then right. We walk away and do some other stuff. But it wasn't a bad day. It was a good day. I'm glad to be back. Like, being away from the whole place. Like, my boss asked me, like, did you miss us? And I said, absolutely not. And it's because he's like, wow, I appreciate that honesty. I'm jealous. And it's because I was able to really disconnect. And I think I need that every couple weeks or every couple months. I think everybody needs that.
Yeah.
Like disconnect completely. Like don't even, like I looked at the messages, like I still allowed myself to like still be involved in seeing what was happening, but I didn't respond to it.
And, right.
And honestly, that was very healing to me.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know, man. I force myself to enjoy my job. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a saying in the military, it's called embrace the suck. And it's like it'll be the end of the day and everybody starts walking out, but the bell hasn't rung yet. And I'll be like, come on, motherfuckers, we can still get two or three more cars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I fucking love that shit. I do. I don't know if it's because I'm forcing myself to do that or not, but I really do. I love that. I love my job. I prayed for it. And, you know, so I just make the best of it.
Yeah. I think that's necessary to grow and progress. Like, if you hate your job and you can't convince yourself to find meaning in it, like, actually, DMX, you know the rapper DMX?
Yeah, the midget.
Yeah, I think we were talking about him. No. Was I talking about him with you?
No, he's just a midget.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So he's got a song called Slippin'. And
I've heard that one. Yeah. I've heard it. Are you bringing it up?
No, I'm not.
Because we're going to get hit. We're going to get a fucking strike.
No. I'm just going to read the lyrics. He says, to live is to suffer, but to survive, that's to find meaning in the suffering. And I think that's really a very true message in life. It's you got to find meaning in it, you know? And
yeah.
Life sucks. I mean, honestly, like, I don't know how to, like, sugarcoat it. There ain't no sugarcoating. You know, like, I tell my boss at work that when we have a good day, I'm like, man, I missed eating a shit sandwich today. You know, like,
yeah.
And when it's a shitty day, I'm like, man, I'm getting used to the taste of the shit sandwiches, you know?
Right.
That's really what it is. And we never brag about the slow days. We always talk about the busy days.
Yeah.
Those are the days that make it worth it or something. You know, it's very psychological. Some people are stuck in just seeing, like, the negative, like, the downside of everything. And it's like, come on, like, not every day is busy. Not every day is hard. You know, like, know that tomorrow might be easier than today. And use that as a springboard.
Yeah, I always tell people, like, when they complain about work, I'm like, oh, yeah, you don't like this job? Well, when I was 18 years old, I was getting paid $700 a month to walk all night with 60 pounds on my back to dig a hole to sleep in for maybe 3 or 4 hours and then walk all night and do it over again. So this job is fucking heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they don't appreciate it. It's, you know? But
yeah, you know, in my industry, in the pizza game, I think a lot of people underestimate how hard it can be. Like, everyone's like, oh, man, anybody can make a pizza. It's fun. You know, it's a chill job. Honestly, that's how I got started in it. I was looking for a job that had, in my opinion, minimal effort, required very minimal brain usage, and I would never bring it home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. And the thing is, a lot of people try it, and they can't. They flame out. They can't keep up. And it's really all mental. Like, if you can't handle a couple bad days in a row, you know, this is not for you.
Right.
Like, for example, this coming week, here's a plug, I guess, without saying the company name, but we have March Madness coming up.
Right, right.
50% off all regular price pizzas. So we're about to get hit with all the specialty pizzas, which are, you know, have five or more toppings each. that take longer to make, right, that affect our inventory a lot more because it's more toppings and people like overtopping everything.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hell, but like we're excited about it. We're projecting to make more at the store than we did last year. We're also expected to have better times. Not expected, but that's where we want to push it as a team. We're going to have better times than last year. We're going to make more money than last year. Better customer service than last year. That's the goal, man.
You're a great pizza man, Julio.
I already know it's going to suck. We all already know. But we're going to make the best of it. We have a great team. We really do. You know, like it's like a family, you know, and I think that's what I appreciate about working in a small place as opposed to a large factory is that we can have that kind of cohesion. And I know that in a factory, it can work as a team, you know, or a group. But I like knowing everybody that's in the building the way that I do.
Well, you're a better team player than me because I work in a factory and I'm basically just like, stay the fuck out of my face.
I mean, I have days like that. I have shifts like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's cool because everybody can kind of read one another to a degree and we try to like lift each other up. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes it doesn't work, but.
Yeah, I usually have that look on my face like, stay the fuck out of my face. So when you say read each other.
Resting bitch face.
I don't know what you would call it. All right. I'm going to get me another beer.
All right. You got to crack
it on. Recording stopped.
You got to crack it on.
All right. We're back, motherfuckers. Julio's got his chainmail on.
Yeah, it kind of like, I like the fact that it kind of like blocks my double chin. I think I look better in chainmail. Like the less face I show, the better. Like, I should get like a helmet with just like two little slits, like right by the eyes. That's like my best look.
Oh.
At least that's what Lisa would say.
You want to hear this?
What?
I just cracked a beer. All right, fuck you then.
I didn't hear it.
Ah, shit. I don't know. All right.
Made it to the recording.
Let's see here. Now. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay.
Did you hear about Andrew Tate being arrested?
Yeah, him and his brother, right?
Yeah. Some crock of shit.
All right, I got a clip. Andrew Tate's a fucking cuck.
A real person? A real alpha?
Can you hear it?
They ain't saying shit about nobody. That's why you will never, ever hear me dropping somebody's name, running my mouth about somebody. I don't know what you went through. I don't know what you're going through. I didn't wear the shoes you wore when you were a kid. I didn't grow up in your fucked up house. I didn't have any fucked up family. I don't know shit about you. So guess what I do? Shut the fuck up. Because real men don't say shit. Because first of all, we're too busy trying to grind and be better. Second of all, unless we know what we know, we shut our fucking mouths. But nowadays, there's not many real men who live by that creed of like, you know, if you're on social media running your fucking mouth and shit, you're just a bitch.
Correct.
You're honestly, and that's not me trying to be some after school special shit. You really are a bitch. Real men ain't doing it. Real men don't care about that gossipy bullshit. Get to work, man. A real person, a real alpha, a real go-getter, they ain't saying shit about
it. All right. That's shut the fuck up. Never... That's Goggins.
Yeah, I know. Some people take shit to social media, especially like couple shit, like a little too far.
Yeah. I don't get on social media, but the only reason I have any social media is because of this podcast. But I mean, and I don't talk much in person, but when I do, I'm going to disagree with Goggins a little bit. When I do open my mouth, I'm usually talking shit about people.
But I think what he means is like
you mean behind their back?
Yeah, like what? Honestly, I kid you not. Whatever I say about you to other people,
yeah,
I have already said to you in person, or have no problem telling you in person.
Oh yeah, 100%. But like, I will shut the fuck up. I won't say nothing until it's time to talk shit to somebody. I told you I almost got fucking fired like what, a month or two ago. And I don't ever talk to this dude. The first thing I said was shut the fuck up. And then he was talking shit to one of my buddies. And I said, the second thing I said, shut the fuck up. And then he said, oh, what are you going to do, yell at me? I said, nah, I'm going to knock you the fuck out. And then he did shut the fuck up. Because I was dead ass serious. But, all right, let me see here. You got any clips? I got a whole shitload. It's three.
No, not really.
No?
No, it's 3:10 in the morning.
Yeah. What time we start?
Like 1:45.
Holy shit. So we're going on an hour and a half.
Maybe. We've also taken a couple beer breaks.
Yeah, for a second.
I've had a couple costume changes.
All right, man. Hey, hold up. I'm going to play another clip.
Okay.
Come on, bitch. Get out of the fucking way. I like Vivek.
Ramaswamy. You left the UN.
You hear it?
After you left the UN, you became a military contractor. You actually started
talking shit about Nikki Haley
on the board of Boeing, whose back you scratched for a very long time, and then gave foreign multinational speeches like Hillary Clinton is, and now you're a multimillionaire. That math does not add up. It adds up to the fact that you are corrupt. And when I said they were bought and paid for, I meant the Republican establishment, not the Democratic establishment. Now you have Reid Hoffman, the person who's effectively George Soros Jr., funding lawsuits across this country against Donald Trump to keep him off the ballot, funding left-wing causes. We discovered this week that he is one of Nikki Haley's largest supporters. Larry Fink, the king of the woke industrial complex, the ESG movement, the CEO of BlackRock, the most powerful company in the world, now supporting Nikki Haley. And to say that doesn't affect her is false, because it's after that meeting later that day that she says that every American needs to be doxxed by having their ID, their government-issued ID, tied to what they say on the internet. So I think that this is far more corrupt than I even imagined when I entered politics. But I will say this, it is going to take a leader from the outside, with fresh legs, from the next generation to unite this country. Not the broken politicians who are puppets of the puppet masters, but the actual people in this country. Nikki, you were bankrupt when you left the UN. After you left the UN, you became a military
contract.
That dude, man.
Sounds like he's got nothing to lose.
Yeah, he's like the Indian Barack Obama. He just knows what to say. He's like a silver-tongued devil. He's like Aladdin Obama. That motherfucker, hey. He sounds good. I don't know. He sounds fucking good. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really hardcore. That was direct to the point, and then
everything he says is like that. Have you yeah. listened to him? Yeah.
Yeah. And then Nikki Haley dropped out. That's the funny part too.
Yeah, the look on her face was the other funny part, because she was just like, "Damn, you're right." Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I saw this picture of a lady wearing a shirt in Costco.
Yeah.
And it said that like people kept stopping her because they wanted to like take a picture with her. And the shirt said, "I've never been fondled by Donald Trump, but I have been screwed by Joe Biden."
Nice.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth? Oh, hold up. One of the listeners sent me a fucking clip about Biden. His name's General Lee. Hold up. All right. God damn it. How am I going to find this motherfucker? I don't remember what his picture looks like. All right. Talk about something.
I was just seeing your post about electric vehicle owners should only be allowed to charge their cars using wind and solar power. Otherwise, just pretend. 100% agree.
Yeah, for real, man.
Someone asked me if I had plans for the fall. It took me a moment to realize they meant autumn, not the collapse of civilization. No one is more hated than he who speaks the truth, Plato. I mean, those are all great posts, and they're available on Conspiracy Soldiers Instagram. And now we also have Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm, also available. You'll see some other shit, including what my horse name? Mask.
Here it is.
A beautiful name. That's my mommy's name. Well, nice to see. How old are you? 17? 6.
There's no way, dude.
Yeah, he goes, how old are you? 17? And she's like, 6. What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Pizzagate.
All right. Thanks, General Lee.
Yeah, that was a great one. That's a great fight.
Such a fucking creep. All right, man. You think it's time to wrap it up or what?
Yeah. I think it was a good one. We actually talked about some conspiracies. Unlike the last episode.
Yeah, no, I figured it out, man. I figured out how to share clips and shit.
Yeah.
I might be a dinosaur, but I'm not fossiled up just yet.
You and dinosaurs.
All right, so there's a lot of people watching on YouTube now. All right, so if you like the videos better, I recommend you get on Rumble, because they will be yanking us off of YouTube. I guarantee fucking T. I've been through this shit before. I can't believe we're still on there. I don't understand what's going on. But we'll be on Rumble, and we got a Patreon too, but I'm not fucking around with that yet.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And no, I haven't put anything on there yet. I just started it.
Move it on up.
Yeah. But thanks for everybody that's been listening and watching. And we appreciate all you guys. Even the feds. We love you guys too. Huh?
Yeah. I was about to say the exact same thing, man. Damn.
Now we love you. We love you, feds, man. Don't take it personally just because we want to eliminate your jobs. We do love you, but we just want you to work somewhere else. Right, Julio?
Right. So, check. This is a funny little side story real quick. So on the way to Philly, all these army vehicles passed us, like Humvees and like just transporting troops.
Oh, probably a National Guard.
And so I took pictures of it and I'm like, oh, I'm sure something's going on. And of course, you know, like the girls tell me, you know, like, oh, you're just, you know, always thinking conspiracies. So then I get back home to Toledo and I hear about this lightning strike that happened in eastern Ohio that registered seismically.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So
direct energy weapon.
I don't know, but it was really funny because, I mean, there is an army base that they could have been going to, but to me, it felt like they were almost like trying to stay ahead of the storm pattern that was coming through, because we were going away from the storm pattern and it was coming from Ohio to Pennsylvania. And so in the Marvel movies about Thor, you know, who comes from lightning,
yeah,
it kind of made me think about that. I don't know, maybe I'm just too fantastical, you know, or too imaginative, but I was like, it made me question, like, I'm like, huh, I wonder what's going on. I'm sure there's a conspiracy about this.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how it is, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, we're going to wrap it up. If anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, some complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Message me at conspiracysoldiers on Instagram. You can find us Conspiracy Soldiers on Rumble. And Julio, you got a new Instagram, right?
Yeah, Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm.
All right, cool. So, I don't know. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
See ya.
Recording stopped.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.